Penguin Random House Audio presents In the Heart of the Sea, The Tragedy of the Whale Ship Essex by Nathaniel Philbrick. Read for you by Scott Brick. And in the greatness of thine excellency thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together, the floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Exodus chapter 15, verse 7 through 8. This is the end of the whale road and the whale, who spewed Nantucket bones in the thrashed swell. This is the end of running on the waves. We are poured out like water. Who will dance, the mast-lashed master of leviathans, up from this field of Quakers in their unstoned graves? Robert Lowell, The Quaker Graveyard in Nantucket. Preface, February 23, 1821. Like a giant bird of prey, the whale ship moved lazily up the western coast of South America, zigging and zagging across a living sea of oil. For that was the Pacific Ocean in 1821, a vast field of warm-blooded oil deposits known as sperm whales. Harvesting sperm whales, the largest toothed whales in existence, was no easy matter. Six men would set out from the ship in a small boat, row up to their quarry, harpoon it, then attempt to stab it to death with a lance. The 60-ton creature could destroy the whale but with a flick of its tail, throwing the man into the cold ocean water, often miles from the ship. Then came the prodigious task of transforming a dead whale into oil, ripping off its blubber, chopping it up, and boiling it into the